Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Let me describe someone to you, and tell me if they sound familiar. They are a friend who always knows someone you should meet. They set the table, pour the wine, find an excuse to leave the room at exactly the right moment, and afterwards they want no credit, just the quiet, glowing satisfaction of having engineered your happiness. Nice, aren't they? A little meddlesome, perhaps, but surely harmless. Now, what if I told you that the word for this same Samaritan took on a less than flattering change in definition over the centuries? The name for this good-natured meddling matchmaker would morph into something more of a procurer, and that procurer then became a slur. And by the time politicians started doing it to voters rather than lovers, the word had nothing warm left in it at all. And Uncle William didn't just witness this spectacular syllabistic scandal, he actually wrote a chunk of it himself, in not one but two of his plays. But then, and I hope I'm not betraying our shared familial fondness here, he had the cheeky nerve to take a victory lap for a word that really wasn't his to claim in the first place. That word is pander. And to find it, we must slip deep into the troubled halls of Elsinore Castle, morose with mourning and inculcated with inaction. Hamlet has cornered his mother, the queen, in her private chamber, and begins to berate her for hastily marrying his uncle after his father's death, and makes some rather unsavory and saucy implications about her motives.
Rebellious hell, if thou canst mutin in a matron's bones, to flaming youth let virtue be as wax, and melt in her own fire, proclaim no shame when the compulsive ardour gives the charge, since frost itself as actively doth burn and reason panders will.
Oh, Hamlet, speak no more.
It's a vicious little verb to drop on your own mother, and it's one of the very earliest times anyone had used pander as a verb at all. But where does it actually come from? Well, we must journey all the way back to Homer's Iliad, and you'll find a minor Lycian archer named Pandarus, whose main contribution to history is breaking a truce and putting an arrow in Menelaus. But centuries later, medieval storytellers would give him a bit of a character revamp. Chaucer, in his Troilus and Cressida, reinvented Pandarus as Cressida's uncle, a genial, scheming go-between who engineers her romance with Troilus. By the 1400s, pandare, and soon pander, had already become an ordinary English noun for any go-between, but usually a disreputable one. Uncle Will would also reach for pander in his Merry Wives of Windsor, where jealous husband Ford bursts in to where he is convinced his wife's lover is hiding and roars, "Oh, you panderly rascals!" Then, in his Troilus and Cressida, William brings Pandarus himself on stage as a character and has him broker the lovers' union with a flourish declaring, "Let all pitiful goers between be called to the world's end after my name. Call them all panders." Now, as we bring our 13th series to a close, there may be some speculation as to whether a 14th will be on the horizon, and I can say indeedy. A simple glance to the distance will reveal the rising shape of a lush island of imagination and verbal Shakespearean shenanigans. What will the subject be? Well, I'm afraid you must pander to my sense of secrecy and just wait. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.